This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
The following was recorded at a Maximized Living live event.
I want you to raise your hand if you want to know how to have more energy than you've ever had before in your life. I want you to raise your hand if you want to know how to balance hormones naturally so that you can sleep better, that you don't have hair falling out. Raise your hand if you want to see, right? I want you to raise your hand if you have less irritability and anxiety. Raise your hand if you want to have less migraines and depression, right? Okay, so good. I just wanted to make sure that I'm talking to the right demographic of people here. So today is about rebalancing hormones. Now, we're going to do it when a lot of people want to know why applicable. So this is one where a lot of the times people are like, okay, I'm going to go. This is what's interesting. Gentlemen who always come in, they say, am I going to be the only dude here with a bunch of chicks? Because when you talk about hormones, we often think about female-related problems with hormones, and it's not. This applies to absolutely everyone. But we've got to figure out the why behind it. Because I can give you all of the tools today, and you can get really excited, and then when you leave those doors and realize that you actually have to apply those tools to your life, that's when push comes to shove. So we have to figure out why, because the things that you're going to learn today that Dr. Grant and myself are going to teach you are applicable to every category in terms of health. We're talking about this is applicable to if you've had cancer or have cancer that runs in your family. Things that we're going to teach you about rebalancing hormones, nutrition, detoxification today are applicable if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. These are the things that are applicable if you have diabetes. What else did I miss? It is applicable if you have underlying chronic inflammation, autoimmune disease. I mean, this is applicable across the board, what we teach. So yes, we're gonna give you more information about hormones specifically, but when you think about your health, this is what? You obviously see everyone with the Be the Change shirts today? We have our Be the Shirt. I'll tell you that. Yeah. So this is where we want to embody that change. In the United States, are we healthy or sick? In the United States, are we healthy or sick? I know, it was a couple minutes without interaction. So, yeah, we're sick. We have to start making those ultimate changes. So this is what I want you to do. Everyone has a folder, yes? Anyone not have a folder? Okay. Everyone have a pen. If you're in the front row right through here, you might have to reach behind you and steal someone else's pen because they're in the back. So I want you to grab. In your folder, you have a notes page. I'm going to take out the notes page. So you're going to number 1, 2, and 3. Number one is going to be what's the most important thing in your life. Number two is going to be the second most important thing in your life. Number three is going to follow suit and will be the third most important thing in your life. Let me ask you this question. When you look at those three things, if you have your health, are you moving closer to those or further away? Right? So if you have your health, you're moving closer to those things. When you lose your health, you have to think about what's your ability to move closer to those things. I had a patient more recently who called and has gone through the path of losing her health. When she started, had cancer. Did everything that we could to stop the progression of that cancer. And just to watch how everything that she loves, she desires, you guys know if you've been alongside of someone as they lose their health, how hard it is because you feel like you're not in control. And that's one where the best thing that we can do today is we get to be proactive. A lot of the times we give you these steps and tools and people think about them as obligations, right? I'm obliged to change my diet. I'm obliged to start buying different laundry detergent. But there's no obligation here. It's an opportunity. Every piece of information that you get, you have an opportunity to make those health changes so that if you've gone through that diagnosis, you don't have to go through another one. And if you haven't gone through that diagnosis, you don't have to be in that spot. And that's what's really awesome about today is that we have the knowledge, the tools to be able to commit that opportunity to moving forward with you guys. So then that's one less person, right? That we can move closer to those three things that are the most important in our life. That's what today's about. We'll talk about all of these other things, but you know, when you're talking about like, yeah, I want to lose weight, and which is awesome and great, and you feel better and disease processes, but if that forefront isn't, I want to make sure that I have my health so that those things on that list I can be there, spend time with, dedicate my life to, right? That's really what we're looking at today. Does that make sense to everyone, yes or no? Okay, because if we don't have that, then these all kind of, it's good information that you can take or leave. But if you're going to have today, these next 3 hours, transform your life, we have to have the why behind it. And so when we're looking at the five essentials. So here's more so what we're going to teach today. We have five essentials. How many? Five. Good. And we're going to go through all of them. Number one is max mind. That's the stinking thinking. Our goal is to make you feel empowered that you have the tools today. So then that way you can transform your lives the moment you walk through those doors. Number two is nervous system, the basis of all life. Three, we're talking about nutrition. Four, detoxification. And then five, oxygen and lean muscle. So those are what we're going to cover today and how they all apply on a cellular level in terms of health. Because all, as a whole, you guys realize that we are a big, giant glob of cells, no more, no less, well orchestrated, fearfully and wonderfully made, but we are just a ton of cells. So we've got to make sure that they function properly. And so when you look, I'm going to put this up here until it's your turn. I'm really good at a lot of things. I'm really good at changing the structure of a spine. I'm really good at nutrition. I'm actually going back to school maybe to get my diplomat in clinical nutrition. Decided that yesterday. Haven't told anyone, including my husband. I dropped this school bomb back, but you can always be learning. Things I'm not good at. Apparently moving a PowerPoint with one push of a button. Computers, not my thing. So I will take what I'm really good at, and the other things I will ask Thomas for help for. So this basically, when you're looking at this, is that all hormones play off of one another. There's not just one, there's not just another. And we'll kind of explain the couple key players, but this is more just to show you. If I was to explain all of this to you, it would take the whole 3 hours, you would fall asleep and never want to come to any of our other events. So that being said, look at how complicated, we're going to make it a little bit more simple. So there's a couple key players when it comes to hormones. So we're going to talk about estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and cortisol. People have heard of those before, right? Yes or no? Does everyone know what those mean? Yes or no? What do they do in your body? Good. Perfect. So estrogen. Estrogen is produced in the ovaries, right? Estrogen is produced in the ovaries, fat cells. This is really important. Estrogen is produced in fat cells and by the adrenal glands. So they're responsible for regulating menstrual cycles. I always love doing these talks because it forces me to do a little bit more, because we know a lot, but that it forces to do a little bit more research and information. So what I wasn't, and I'm sure you can agree, how much did you learn preparing for this talk? I know, that makes me more excited. Yeah. That's why 3 hours seems like a lot until you realize I have a radio show for the last 4.5 years, and I've never repeated a topic. But it's instrumental in bone formation. How many of you knew that estrogen was instrumental in formation of bone? Cool. Just a couple people. That's good. You're on the top tier, because I was like, oh. Blood clotting, strength of vaginal walls, and uterine lining. Here's another one that I thought was really interesting. 2011, American University of Washington, D.C. found a link between estrogen and the ability to control excessive inflammation. How many of you knew that inflammation and estrogen were linked too? Cool. Me neither. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Yes or no? Thanks. Good. See, so if even right now, you could leave if you had to, and you'd be like, oh my goodness, but you don't know how to regulate the estrogen yet, so we'll get there. Estrogen is actually produced in men. So although estrogen we look at as more the female dominant, testosterone is more the male dominant, women still have testosterone and men still have estrogen, right? So although at different levels. Now, when you look at testosterone is produced in the adrenal glands and the testes. So that's one throughout the development in utero. Testosterone plays a big portion, as well as the secondary. That's one where you get like the chin hair, the armpit hair, the deepening of the voice. Testosterone's also as well with formation of the bone. It's interesting because they, when you look at high testosterone women, high testosterone in women is typically where you see symptoms like PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, right? A lot of that's all hormone-based. Now, when you look at overall, when there's, you don't oftentimes see people who are like, I have too much testosterone, right? Has anyone heard of low T before, yes or no? Yes. So low T, typically as you age, testosterone moves down. Decreased sex drive, impotence, increased breast size. So a lot of the times it's called gynecomastia. It's where you see breast tissue in men. That's a hormone problem. When you look at decreased sperm count, depression, irritability. Here's the problem, though, and we'll kind of go through that after Dr. Grant talks about the other two key players.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
You're not looking at where I've been, not looking at what I've done. You're taking me as I am.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
So as I was saying, progesterone also helps to relax smooth muscles in the airway. So for folks who suffer from asthma attacks, what else? Apnea while you're sleeping, progesterone works to help those smooth muscles relax. Symptoms include difficulty getting and or staying pregnant. So if you're someone who has struggled with that in the past, could be an imbalance in your progesterone levels. Fracture, again, as Dr. Leanne alluded to a little bit earlier, with bone strength, progesterone will help prevent osteoporosis from being advanced and ultimately leading toward fracture as well. And then low sex drive. Last one, cortisol. Everyone has heard about cortisol, right? It's the stress hormone.
Who has stress in their life? Raise your hand.
Okay. If you don't have your hand up, you're lying.
That's not true. I saw one. She just retired, so that's fair.
So multiple different functions for cortisol other than adding the belly weight, the butt weight, and the thigh weight. Fight or flight response. So when you get that elevated heart rate, you feel your blood pressure go up, especially this time of year, going out trick-or-treating, and your kids run up and they split from the front door because your neighbors try to scare the crap out of them. That's the cortisol level, fight or flight response. So you're either going to sit there and you're going to fight, or you're going to run for your life. That's what cortisol does. Too much, you are going to see, again, the excess weight around the midsection in the thighs and in the rear end. And too little, fatigue, dizziness, and unhealthy weight loss.
This is what, I won't go back, but we talk about how estrogen, testosterone is typically made in the adrenals. Your adrenals, and this is interesting because it is something now that we can test for. We're doing some more functional medicine testing in the office. But your adrenals are what take care of. You have stress, right? And you have stress and you have stress, so your adrenals say, okay, here's epinephrine, norepinephrine, all these other different hormones we're not talking about. But eventually, stress is supposed to go away, right? And then oftentimes in our lives, stress doesn't go away. We're just this chronic big stress ball. So what happens is that we burn out the adrenals. Has anyone ever heard of like adrenal fatigue before? Right? So you think you all of this stress, you have cortisol, which is your stress hormone, and you keep having cortisol, so it burns out your adrenals, but your adrenals are responsible for formation of all of these other hormones. Do you see how it all kind of plays in together? So it's one that when people, especially too, when people are like, well, how do I balance hormones? And I'm like, well, it's a very delicate synergy of making sure that we balance all of them. It's not just like a take this or do this. This is what the next time is going to be about. So estrogen dominance. Women, you will know if you have it. Men, you will know if your wives have this. And,
or your work wife.
And hey. So I get to play the hormone card for all I want to because I'm six months postpartum. So I feel like I have more I feel like there's more truth in the hormone theory, you know what I mean? Because obviously it works, but if you've never really gone through it, you guys will understand this. Any sort of process, if you've never gone through it, the diagnosis of diabetes, cancer, if you've never gone through it, it's hard to really resonate with it. Hormones are crazy in pregnancy. And then afterwards, too, I thought maybe it would stop, but it doesn't. So thank you to my current and work husband. So long-term side effects. But this is one where overall, in terms of actual health, this is a serious problem in terms of health. When you're looking at the formation of breast and uterine cancer, right? Think about breast cancer. Breast cancer, uterine cancer are oftentimes hormone-based cancers. So when we're talking about rebalancing hormones, does that have to do with cancer? Yes or no? Yes, does it have to do with, and I gave you thyroid problems, yeast overgrowth, osteoporosis. So does a small hormone imbalance, can that lead to all of these other systemic organ system problems? Yes or no? Yes, okay. So now here's the problem, because in our society, what we do is we'll do a test. And if you look at, so say your estrogen is low or your testosterone is low, the first thing that they do is we put in replacements. So we say, okay, if there's not enough of it, we just have to put more in. But here's the problem with that. Those hormones, even if they're bioidentical, unfortunately, are still synthetic. They're closer to the source, but still not the actual source. Here's what you do with anything. They actually found with low T, testosterone replacement therapy. What happens is if you say, okay, you don't have testosterone, so I'm going to start giving you testosterone. Or say you don't have estrogen, so I'm going to start giving you estrogen. Your body says, oh, I have enough of this. So what I was trying to make beforehand, even though it was low, I don't even have to make that anymore. So oftentimes, you'll see a lot of this with birth control pills. More so way back in the day, I don't know, I guess because I'm a little bit more removed from birth control pills. But they'll say, okay, if you're on birth control, it'll take you X amount of years to rebalance, to get a normal cycle back, right? Has anyone ever heard of that? It'll take a little bit of time for your body to rebalance. Why? Because for so long, you've been putting in these synthetic hormones, and unfortunately, then your body's like, well, I don't really know what to do anymore because I'm not making them, but I have them. So it's tricking your body into going through that. So hormone replacement therapy, not only does it not decrease the risk, double negative, not my favorite, but it's from Harvard, so you don't change it. Not only does it not decrease the risk, it actually increases in terms of heart disease, strokes, Alzheimer's. A woman's risk of breast cancer increases by 8% with each year of hormone replacement therapy. Most people don't know about this, which I think is really interesting. Premarin, has anyone heard of Premarin before? Part of the hormone replacement therapy, it's often prescribed. Premarin actually stands for pregnant Mars urine. Premarin, that makes sense, everyone? It's pregnant Mars urine. It's pregnant horse urine that they take for that estrogen. But when you look at overall, so back in 2002, the Health Initiative, the Women's Health Initiative, did a research study, and it literally changed the way that hormone replacement therapy was prescribed to women. So from 2002 to 2003, there was 20 million less prescriptions filled. 20 million. So think about that as a cultural shift. So they had all of this research that says, hey, we think that this hormone replacement therapy really does have an effect on breast cancer. 20 million less prescriptions filled. There was a trend each year of increasing breast cancer. For the first time in decades, there was a decrease of over 8%. So there was a 38% reduction. They said, coronary heart disease was the other one with the hormone replacement therapy. So you think about, can hormones play an effect on your heart? Absolutely. So the first time in decades, they saw a decrease, and it was following a 30% decrease in prescription, which is 20 million less prescriptions filled. How crazy is that? Right? So you got to think, can hormones play an effect on every single function in your body? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. So now we look. There are three main causes. So this is now we're getting to the good stuff. There are three main. We could go into a lot of them, but there are three main. I touched it. It takes a second, I've realized. There are three main causes. One is xenoestrogens. The other one is the standard American diet, also known as our SAD diets. Right? Standard American diet. You guys all see that? See what did there? Good. The other one is stress. So we're going to talk first about xenoestrogens. So what are xenoestrogens? Xenoestrogens are a category of compounds. They're chemical compounds that disrupt the hormones. So I like this picture over here. So you have receptors for estrogen. And so your body's like, oh, hey, estrogen, welcome, come on in. And it comes in, right? And it starts the cascade of hormones. And then what happens is we have this receptor for estrogen. And then we say, oh, hey, you look like estrogen. You want to, I think you fit. You want to, yeah, come on in. Right? And your body's like, what is all of this estrogen doing in here? And so what happens is it throws that whole cascade. There's a balance, right? When you, testosterone and estrogen are kind of like one of these players. So if you're massively increasing estrogen, oftentimes your testosterone will fall, right? And vice versa. So you'll see all of this imbalance. So you're not just going to affect estrogen. You're not just going to affect testosterone or progesterone or cortisol. When you throw off one imbalance, it throws off all of the others. But the problem with a lot of that is that when you're looking at hormone-based cancers, oftentimes they're estrogen dominant, right? So if you have all of this estrogen dominant, guess what happens to testosterone? Does it go up or down? Down. Good. Okay, so we're on it. So we've got to think about what in life is going to mimic estrogen. That's what xenoestrogens are. Think about mimicking estrogens. Now, here's what's really interesting about that, too, because we don't think about the adipose tissue. Oftentimes, we think about adipose tissue for vanity reasons, right? Summer is over. Winter is coming. So hoodie and sweatpants season is upon us. Anyone a little bit excited for that? No more swimsuits? Yeah, me too. baby bod.
Dad bod.
So there is something called aromatase. Right? And this is important. Has anyone ever heard of aromatase before? Yeah, see, this is why you come to these. This is why I think it's so interesting. I'll have patients who say, you know, I went to the one last time. I want you to do this just for a while. Raise your hand if you've been in the office for a year or longer. 2 years or longer. Yeah, okay, good. So you've seen, like, all of this information is always changing. There's always going to be new stuff. So when all of you people here are like, I came to the last one, remember this point. There's always new stuff here. So aromatase. So what it does is it is, it's designed to maintain homeostasis, right? Because we talk about this, estrogen, testosterone. So it is an enzyme that turns testosterone through fat into estrogen, right? So if we think about estrogen being the lady hormone and testosterone being the man hormone, men, do you want more or less of this to happen? Okay, it was kind of an odd question, right? So men, you don't want to turn your man hormone into ladies' hormones, yes or no? Yes, right? So, but this is what happens when you have more adipose tissue. That's where the aromatase, it's a process of aromatization. It turns testosterone into estrogen. So when we have all of this estrogen dominance, right, the more estrogen we have, the less testosterone we have. So we've got to balance. When people are like, well, how do I increase my testosterone? Yeah, you can inject it synthetically, but they actually did another problem, and you'll see exponentially less of low T centers now. In the last several years, they've done multiple studies that show an increase of heart attacks. They literally, one of the studies, they stopped the study halfway through because the rate of heart attacks were so high with testosterone replacement therapy. It's crazy. So you think about, okay, so if we're having this, fat cells are an issue, right? Here's where it all comes into play. It's all intertwined. Cortisol, stress hormone, right, which keeps fat around the midsection, the buttocks, and the thighs. So if you're stressed, you have extra fat, right? Cortisol is affecting the fat. So you have extra fat that's then turning testosterone into estrogen, right? It's kind of heavy. Is that interesting to anyone but me? Yeah, okay, right? So it kind of makes sense when all of these key players all come together. But it's all very new, somewhat interesting. We'll try to get excited about it. Here's what they found, though. So why is getting rid of fat so important, right? Because we all like to lose fat. But again, do you really care if it's wintertime and you're going to be in sweatshirts? And the answer is yes, because again, when we get back to health and what that means, they found that the higher levels of the enzyme aromatase actually has been found and connected with development of chronic disease like autoimmune disease and cancer. Do we want our health? Yes or no? Yes. See how this all comes into play?
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious. Got a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
So here's where we've got to figure out. Do you want to learn about some lateral shifts that you can make in your home to prevent things like cancer, hormone disruption? Yes or no? Good. Okay. And I like to call them lateral shifts because here's why. When you go to the store, instead of going like this, you go like this. It's a lateral shift, right? And so that's one that makes it a little bit easier. Our goal is not to make you feel crushed and defeated by the time you leave here because you're like, everything I do is wrong. You're going to go out there and say, here are some simple changes that I can make to my life that's going to help me rebalance my hormone, to have me have more energy. So we have five things. How many? Okay.
Let's think about this. It's all about brand marketing, too. So sunny alpine meadows, pristine, clean streams, cuddly teddy bears. What product am I talking about? Down. So fabric softeners. Yes. More specifically, dryer sheets. Because fabric softeners have been around for more than 50 years, but in the 70s, with those awesome polyester jumpsuits, when you put them in the dryer, they got all this negative electrical activity, so you got static cling. So then at that point in time, they invented dryer sheets, because what the dryer sheet does, turns that negative electrical charge in synthetic fibers into positive. At the same time, fluffing the fibers up, and then also applying fragrance to the clothing so that it smells better. However, when you put fragrance on something, and it's always in the ingredients as fragrance, because it's a proprietary blend that they are not obligated to disclose what the chemical composition of is. So majority of the time, those chemicals are the xenoestrogens that Dr. Liam was just talking about. And as you're walking, talking, moving through your everyday life, those chemicals are being absorbed through the largest organ in your body, which is your... Yes, absolutely. So, what happens, so one lateral shift that doctor, actually there are several lateral shifts that you can make when it comes to fabric softening. One, you can make a change as far as the different types of fabrics that you use, more so like 100% cotton, wool, hemp, things along those lines.
You mean I have to throw away my polyester jumpsuit?
You do. I'm scared that you own one. so you can do that. Another you can do, even though you don't want to do it this time of year because it's going to be cold, you don't want to line dry your clothes because then you'll just be wearing icicles, so don't do that. But you can also make a switch to natural fabric softeners that are typically liquid in nature, and there are a lot of vegan and organic liquid fabric softeners out there from brands like Ecos, Ecoist, Seventh Generation. But not any different from like when you're going out and doing your food shopping, you always want to look at that ingredient list. Mm-hmm. And if there's any kind of word on there that you can't pronounce because it's like seven syllables long, just go ahead and put it back. Because typically that's going to be a form of xenoestrogen that's just going to throw off your hormone balance.
I use wool balls.
Wool balls?
Yeah.
One thing I like to do is like just take a foil.
What are wool balls? They're balls full of wool. You can just Amazon it. But there's three of them. You just pop them in there, and they work. Sometimes when you do the healthier things, you're like, this doesn't really work as well. And I was surprised how well the wool balls actually work.
Yeah.
Wool balls.
So they work well. I've been known to just take tin foil, crumple that up, throw that in with like a clean baby burp rag. And you can put whatever essential oil, like so if you want a lavender scent or a peppermint scent for your clothes, you just put that essential oil on the rag, throw that in with the clothes in the tin foil, no static cling, and then you still got the same scent. So that's a great alternative instead of using the dryer sheets, which are going to be, again, loaded with xenoestrogens. So dryer sheets, that's one. Number two, tap water. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Organization surveyed fish in 19 different national refuges. What they found in each of the 19 national parks was that 60 to 100% of the male smallmouth bass that they found contained female egg cells in their testes. Think about that for a second. Because of the estrogen content that's in the water in national parks. And this is land that we're, like, it's a national refuge, so it's untouched by man, right? No, it's not, because it's still got agricultural runoff from upstream, from pesticides, from growth hormones, from whether it's cattle or whatever type of livestock that they're raising. So, men, let me ask you this. Would you want female egg cells growing in your testes? No. Women,
that's a more direct question than the one I asked earlier. Yes or no?
Yes or no. Women, would you want the opposite? No. So when you look at actual city water, there have been different pharmaceutical drugs. Where is it? Contain the city drinking water has been found to contain birth control, antidepressants, opioids, muscle relaxers, antibiotics. Tons of different medications in our drinking, in our water supply, in most United States major cities. So how do you avoid this? Well, one, you gotta use some kind of filtration system. There are multiple levels of different filtration: levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. Level 1 is it filters out the largest size particles. So 50 microns. Level 2 filters out 25 microns. 3 is 10, and 4 is 5. So 4 is by far the greatest at removing the largest amount of pollutants from your drinking water. Because unfortunately, city filtration systems are not designed to remove hormonal pollutants from water. They pretty much take out the raw sewage, the large sediment. Even your Brita water pitchers are unfortunately not very good. They're designed to take out odor and bad taste from your water. So if you grew up on like a well water system, that's basically what Brita is designed to do. So what do you do instead? There are a number of different better filtration systems. For one, you've got ion exchange, which is essentially just a water softener. So it's just going to take out the calcium salts, so it doesn't you don't get that scale buildup on your spout. You've got distillation filter, which will remove everything but it uses steam. Reverse osmosis is the best. What it does, it removes every single pollutant, hormonal, sediment, bad taste, bad smell, you name it, it removes it, including fluoride. The great thing about that, you can easily install them in your home, and the price ranges depending on if you want to do just a single spout or an entire household system ranges between $150 to $3,000, depending on what you want to do.
Bryce installed our RO system, and it's made me a water snob.
Yeah.
So just be prepared.
And then
now I'm like, oh, it smells funny. Oh, it tastes funny. Yeah.
But then also, if that's not what you want to do, like Earthfare is here today. They're one of our community partners. They actually have a reverse osmosis system in the store. So you can take glass pitchers, glass jugs, whatever you want to do, and they sell
them
right next to the machine.
Too. What's that? Sorry, they have glass jugs.
Yeah, they do have glass jugs for sale right there next to the machine as well. It's like 15 cents a gallon or something. It's super inexpensive. So that's a great way to go and make sure that you're getting good water in there as well. And then the last xenoestrogen that I'm going to talk about are coming from our food sources. So conventionally raised meat products and their byproducts. So beef, poultry, pork, milk, butter. Commercially raised, what do you think is in them that would potentially be a xenoestrogen throwing your hormone balance off? Growth hormones, S, absolutely, you got that right. So, because when you think about it, we ingest what they eat. You're not what you eat. You are what you eat, ate, or was actually injected into them. And so growth hormones, to make sure that they are getting the best pound, the best return on their investment, the most money out of the animal. The solution there is grass-fed and finished pasture-raised products, and we'll talk a little bit more about that once we get to the nutrition component.
My turn? So talking about fish eggs, because that's what you thought you were going to learn about today is fish eggs. So the one thing I'm going to talk about, a couple different things we've covered. So there, I actually lied to you because I told you there's 5, but there's actually 6. How many? 6. So that's a good lie to have. The one I'm talking about, one is plastics. And this I think people know a little bit more. Raise your hand if you've heard of BPA-free. Keep your hand raised if you know. Keep your hand raised. Nice of an eye if you heard of BPA-free. Keep your hand raised if you know that the replacement for BPA is actually more toxic than BPA is. Aww. Right? So there's something called BPS. So just like when they came through with the Patagonia, right? They're like, hey, we realize that the chemical that we're using in this is exponentially toxic. So we're just going to spend $700 million to create this other, in the meantime, more appropriate chemical that prevents you from getting wet, right? So that's what my thought process is on BPA. So in 2012, they did all of these research studies to the point where even the FDA said, this causes so much hormone disruption that we're going to take it out of baby bottles. It is now illegal for BPA to be in baby bottles. So if you see a baby bottle that says BPA free, you're like, that's awesome, but you were forced to make that decision. You didn't choose it. Now they say, we've got this BPA free. BPA causes flexibility in plastics, right? So they say, we're going to do what's called BPS. Well, they looked at zebra fish eggs in a research study. And the zebra fish eggs, they say, they like to look at research studies in terms of DNA with this because they can actually see the DNA composition. And what they found is that the BPS, which is the BPA-free alternative, actually had more DNA damage than the BPA itself did. So just wait, because it's a matter of time where you're going to look back and be like, yeah, I remember fall of 2017 when I was listening to Dr. Grant and Dr. Leanne then telling us that this was going to happen. Give it time. I guarantee you it's going to change. So I try to stay away from all plastics as much as I possibly can. When you think about plastics, it's not just when you're like, well, I don't have a kid. Baby bottle is not applicable to me. You look at, what do you store your food in? What is your food stored in that you get from the grocery store? So even after you make that, what packaging did it come in? This is when we're like, oh, I feel, I'll tell you this, I try to have a balance of like cool mom and then like crazy holistic chiropractor mom.
Girls.
Yeah.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah, I try to balance, but like we do glass baby bottles. And so when we warm up milk, it's warmed up in the glass. As a mom, you'll probably know that there's things that you really want to happen with your kid and things that actually happen with your kids, right? Has anyone ever experienced that? So my kid won't actually drink out of the glass baby bottle. He'll only drink out of some, like, plastic ones with, like, different. So good, better, best in life. We warm it up in the glass, and then we just transfer it over, and he just drinks out of there, right? Because I cannot, for the life of me, get him to drink out of the glass baby bottles. So at least, good, better, best, we heat it up, where we're not heating up that plastic, and then we put it in. It's a silicone. It's actually silicone in the base. So good, better, best. So look at, in terms of storage for food, glass containers are really easy. When you look at, if you're drinking out of, you know, a Nalgene bottle, this isn't easy. It's stainless steel. This is a Hydro Flask. I love them. I used to use glass water bottles, but then someone, my husband, kept dropping them and shattering them. So now, this is nice because we can drop it all we want and it doesn't matter, but glass or stainless steel for water bottles. So it's just an easy kind of shift over alternative that you can do, right? Lateral shift. I'm going to take water because I'm going to take an Nalgene or a Hydro Flask. I choose Hydro Flask, right? Another one that we talked about is birth control pills. Birth control pills are pretty prominent, right? Yes or no? Yeah, so, and I was, and when I was in high school and in college, I had irregular menstrual cycles, so they put me on birth control pills. I thought about talking about this. I'm like, maybe that's too much for them to know, but, I mean, this is one that I feel like you would think, like, I know everything, and I don't. I went through all of this stuff, you know, so it's all learning lessons for me going through in terms of health. But, so I was on birth control pills, and I was actually, interestingly enough, on one that you got your period once every 3 months. It was like Yaz or Yasmin, which I saw they have a class action lawsuit because of blood clots. And I remember the commercial, and they would say, who says you need to have a period every month? And I was like, yeah, I have every three. It's so much. Ladies, you get it. It's not the best to go through your cycle. But I'm like, yeah, I'll do that every 3 months. So then I realized, and they're like, who says you're supposed to get your period every month? And I'm like, God. God said you're supposed to get your period every month. That's why every woman is supposed to, if everything's balanced, supposed to get their period every month, right? God said you're supposed to. It's like when we talk about menopause, like, oh, we fear menopause. But guess what woman doesn't go through menopause? No one. Every single woman goes through menopause. Why? Because that's what your body is designed to do.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I woke up today with a smile on my face. Sounds like a song I wrote yesterday, but I feel that way again. I'm feeling real, real good again.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
Birth control is just another form of hormone replacement therapy, unfortunately. And so what you don't realize is that your liver has to work harder in order to filter out. So oftentimes, people who are on there, one, it makes you deficient in B vitamins. It makes you deficient in magnesium, in zinc, because your liver is working harder to filter out all of those synthetic toxins and hormones. It worsens things like yeast and candida, depression and anxiety. So when we have these teenage girls who are like, Mom, I'm depressed, I've got this anxiety, and you're on birth control pills, guess what could be causing it? Your hormone replacement therapy, which is your birth control pill, right? Lateral shift, just don't do it, right? Use protection. So then phthalates, we'll talk about cosmetics. Moving on quickly. Oh, here's another stat too that I thought when I was looking into this more about. They did a research study and they found that if you take oral birth control before your first child, you had an increased rate of breast cancer by 44%. How crazy is that? Right? Well, think about it. You're altering your hormones before you even have your first child, and then you go through the child, which is crazy to your hormones, right? And then we go through all of this, but if you have multiple children and then menopause, we have all of these hormones. We've got to think about ways to balance it. And this is why when you're looking at what are some easy ways that I can just look at those xenoestrogens to start removing them. And the other one is phthalates. Phthalates is kind of crazy. It's P-H-T-H-A-T, phthalates. Also a chemical component that you put in. It's typically in a lot of cosmetics, lotions, deodorants, coating of pharmaceutical pills. Again, it's what gives plasticity to a lot of things. You know, because think about it, like you don't have to like glob on your deodorant. Like it's nice and smooth, right? But unfortunately, again, they looked at DNA findings and found that phthalates can actually alter your DNA. So think about if you're altering your DNA, and that, not only that, is DNA of sperm. So even from before you were born, right, we're having all of these. And we can't figure out why we're so sick now. It boggles my mind. But even like deodorant, here's a great lateral shift. You've got to look at if you're using the conventional deodorant, think about this, hormone-based cancers all together. Every day we put deodorant on our armpits, right? All of in our axillary, your armpit, sits lymph nodes. Lymph nodes are your drainage system. Well, if you look at breast cancer, they found that 70% of breast cancers sit in the upper outer quadrant. Well, guess what? If you're putting chemicals on your skin, in your armpit, guess where they're going every single day? I gave my husband a really big hug yesterday morning, and I hadn't showered yet. And so he was like, that's sharp. And I'm like, well? And he's like, why don't you just use regular deodorant? And I'm like, because I don't want the chemicals. So if you ever smell me, I will never apologize for it. I sometimes will apologize for it depending on how sharp it is. But the reason being is because, plain and simple, when you look at something as simple as like, oh, yeah, you've got this deodorant that you use that you think nothing of, right? We've never been educated about your deodorant and what that has to do with your hormone imbalance. Something as simple as changing your deodorant can have a massive effect on the rest of your life, right? So that, like, the one they have, I don't know, I got it from Earth Fair. It smells like mandarin orange ginger before the armpit smell, but it's, like, phthalate-free, hormone-free. You've got all of this other stuff. Does it mean that I don't sweat? No, I sweat. Does it mean that I still smell? Yes, I still smell. But, you know what I mean? I choose, in the scheme of life, my armpits don't smell like baby powder. My armpits smell like a little bit musty orange. But I'm going to take that over breast cancer every single day. That's just what I choose, right? So those are just some lateral shifts that you can make.
Awesome. Okay, so all of these xenoestrogens that we're encountering, whether it's from drinking water, from birth control, from deodorants, from personal care, or whatever it might be, how do we get rid of it? We got to detox. Got to get it out of your system. Now, your body creates glutathione. We're going to show a Dr. Oz video here in just a second. Glutathione is the most powerful antioxidant known to man, and the great thing about it is your body makes it itself. In every single cell, your cells have glutathione to rip those toxins out, to rip those xenoestrogens out, and eliminate them. So we're going to talk about, let's see, however, Dr. Oz is going to talk about it. They're going to talk about different therapies and everything. You can inject it directly into your body. You can take a detox supplement. Whatever you want to do, there are multiple different ways to get glutathione into your body. However, if you're doing a direct injection, if you're doing an oral supplement, 9 times out of 10, they are directing a synthetic version of glutathione directly into your body. So with every time they direct the exact or the synthetic chemical structure of it, the body doesn't recognize it. It's like, what is this? I didn't make this. Let's just toss it. So you're literally flushing it down the toilet when you do that, and it's not cost effective. So let's go ahead and roll the video, and I'll close a little bit more on the glutathione.
You've been listening to a Maximize Living live event. Join us next week for part 2 on Maximize Your Life.